Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been elsewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 16, Nashville, Episode 16 Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Now, you know, I did say I was going to get back to doing this because we definitely have to let people know how you got to this point. Because, you know, a long time ago, Terrell made this deal with the devil, said that he would never watch reality TV until they've made a Black Bachelor. Well, pandemic hit. What happened? Enter Matt James. They gave the black guy a chance. He was stuck watching the show because he's a man of his word. Me being the friend that I am, watched it with him. In return, him being the good friend that he is, what did Terrell do? He watched one of my favorite shows, Married at First Sight. Season 13 is where we started, and here we are, season 16, where they knew you loved it so much that they extended this season so much more, so much further. We're not going to be done with this thing till 2025. So, you know, I know you're excited about that. Nikki B says, I love the promptness. Yes, you know, no CP time over here.
No Netflix time either.
Yes, that's the new thing. You know what? CP time is now over. It's now Netflix time.
Yeah, yeah. Promise, Netflix. Be there on time, promise. You know, if I'd have realized, I never would have thought, you know, was it 2 years ago when we did The Bachelor? That this is where we would be. I mean, our whole thing was not even set up to do this. This wasn't right. What we planned to do. It just kind of evolved. And I don't enjoy the shows, but I enjoy this.
Okay, hold on. I got to find this. Where is
it? I enjoy this. Going. The time hanging with you and then the people that come into the live and watching their comments, expecting something funny from Dallas Boss every week. You know, those type of things. High vibe, agreeing with me. And she doesn't agree with you as much. I appreciate that.
You just appreciate it when anybody likes what you say.
Yes. What I like it. I like that. I'm like, you know, Terrell, that's a good point. I'm like, thank you.
You know, I am trying to find this because I want to make sure I have this. Oh, my God. I cannot find it right now. But where was it? Oh, my God. You cannot. I'm going to find it. When I do, we'll definitely cover this because I want to point out. I want to give credit where credit is due on this one about the fact that you were out here quoting Married at First Sight.
Oh, that's...
You're out here making Married at First Sight quotes and knowing that, you know, now you can't pretend like you don't like this anymore. Now you have to just admit that you do like it. And Sherry B says, we enjoy you too, Terrell.
So I don't like the shows. I mean, this really is a time suck for a lot of us, but I try to say, okay, what can I learn from this? What can I get out of this? And there's some little nuggets that you get from some of the experts or so-called experts that I'm like, that's a good point.
So you're talking about experts like Nicole?
Yeah, Counselor Nicole.
I figured that's what you're talking about. You can't be talking about Pastor Cal or any of them because they haven't dropped any advice at all this season.
I quoted Devon Franklin. But Nicole, no, I don't have any, I haven't got any nuggets from Nicole just yet.
And what was his name again?
Devon.
Yes. You know, so I want to point out, I want to make sure that I did I say this here as well, too, because my wife corrected me on, she even jumped in the comments, it's Devon. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I got it wrong. She's like, you know, Terrell actually started off, saying it right, and then you kept saying it, saying Devon, and then he just switched and came over to your side. I'm like, that's what friends do. We ride together, we die together. Bad boys for life.
I didn't want you to look bad by yourself. I'm like, and then I thought, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not Devon. So, I just rolled with it.
I tell you what, though, this is the key thing in it, right? Even if you're wrong, you just got to go with confidence. I used to do Black History Trivia on the radio all the time, and I used to tell people, man, you know, give your answer. Don't ask a question like Martin Luther King. No, say it with confidence. So if you're saying the name wrong, say it wrong with confidence. I mean, you gotta do it like Shaq does. You know, at this moment, she has some fear in her heart. You gotta say it with confidence. Dead ass wrong. Wrong tense.
Okay, Kristen. What I think about Kristen. say that with some confidence.
Oh my God, let's get this thing started, man. Let's start with this couple today, Eris and Jasmine. I'm really hoping, as I see them get on the screen and they're talking, and Jasmine's talking about this trip to Gatlinburg, and I'm really hoping that she's just saying all those things, like hoping that her and Eris increase intimacy on this trip. I'm hoping that's all just for show and just for shits and giggles, because it's getting sad. Really, really sad.
It is. There's no intimacy. It's not going to be any, because you got to have some touch. Mm-hmm. I don't know about this intimacy without touching, but you know, that's what they're doing. But Eris tripped me up because the little icebreaker game, which there was some serious questions for the icebreaker game in the car. Yeah. But, you know, what do you do the first 30 minutes? He's like pooping and reading.
Yeah.
That's where you start the day. I was like, okay, TMI, but
toxins out, knowledge in.
Toxins out, knowledge in.
I loved it. Like,
but I'm like, for 30 minutes? That's nothing worse than people take. You ever like been traveling to the airport and somebody's in there just forever? You know, they're reading, scrolling on their phone, like, do what you got to do and get out.
No, you know what it is? It's just his way to not have to deal with Jasmine. You know, he's trying to stay away from her as much as he can. He's like, all right, I'm out of bed. Let me stay in this bathroom, my fortress of solitude, for 30 minutes. But to his point, you know, I will say this. That icebreaker game was good. You got a lot of conversation from both of them. He was right, though. Man, there's some sad stuff. No fun questions in here. But did you notice that before they even got to the game, he was like, well, I hope we're not in a room next to Chris and Nicole or Shaq or Kirsten. Therefore, Jasmine doesn't get any ideas thinking she's going to get some on this trip.
Those juices aren't going to flow all the way over here. That energy, that's not coming into our room. So let's just talk about that now.
Yo, that is so true. Dallas Boss says Eris and Jasmine are more cousins than Eris and Fiona. Facts.
I could agree with that.
You know, I got to ask you about this next couple, because we're going to be kind of all over these couples as we roll through this because of the way they kind of did this episode today. Shaquille and Kirsten, how would you rate their travel rap? From Kirsten's beat to Shaquille's rap.
I think sometimes in life you got to stay in your lane. There's just certain gifts you don't have. And it's great other people can do those. That's not you. This is not their talent.
I got nervous when he was like, Shaquille. I was like, uh-oh, where's he going? And he said, Nashville. I'm like, okay, I mean, whatever, man. It's married at first sight. it's better than half the shit that's out right now, okay?
It was terrible. It was almost as worse as that. Remember that rap in Coming to America? My name is Peaches, and I'm the best. That's what it reminded me of.
Yo, I have not thought of that in so long. Why would you have to bring that up?
You're welcome.
Yo, I will say though, when they got there and he's looking at the place, he's like, oh wow, they got a bathtub in the shower. She's like, oh, it's a wet room. I was with him. I'm like, a wet room? That's not what I had in mind if you had told me we were going to have a wet room.
I thought the house was pretty dope, so I don't blame him. And sometimes you see some stuff. I went on like this parade of homes one time. I'm just like, that's a thing? People do this?
Yeah.
So I get it. I did think before they left, when Shaq played a little video recording of her snoring.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, man, no, people shouldn't snore. I'm like, where do you get that shit from? Some people snore.
Wasn't Noi one of the people who didn't like to know that she snored?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't like that at all. I'm like, Kirsten, you snore. It's okay.
Yeah. When they were getting ready to go for the men's pageant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're walking off and, all right, let's go get ready. Shaquille had the worst heel click I've ever seen. Did he get 2 inches off the ground when he tried to click his heels? Bao, hey. That's who it is. Bao who snored. That's who it was.
Yeah.
Not Noi, it was Bao. Yes, that's right. Thank you.
Yeah, it was Bao. But yeah, he did do a little click of the heels to get excited to go change.
That was horrible.
It he's being his authentic self. That's all you can say.
I'm glad you said that.
Just being himself. Just having fun being himself. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I know we'll get to the pageant in a bit.
Yeah, we'll get to the pageant, but let's
almost about to go someplace else. I'm like, wait a minute, I don't think we're there yet.
hold your horses. You're trying to get too far ahead of us now. Clinton Gina.
Well, I'm trying to speed this up because this show is dragging. It is.
It's bad. Oh my God, this season is so bad. This season is so bad. Matter of fact, let's see where it is. Adrian said the show is usually good. The season is just slow and badly matched. Absolutely, this season is really bad. And you've seen enough seasons to know this is not the norm. And speaking of bad on this season, Clinton Gina, these two right here, did we see some promise here? I mean, even when for them getting on the way to Gatlinburg, I mean, they seemed to be getting along in the car. They were getting along when they were getting ready. I mean. And even when they got there, she didn't go, no, you sleep outside, I sleep in the bed.
You know, every time I see this couple, in my head, I hear the theme music to Golden Girls. You know, thank you for being a friend. Because that's all they are. It's just friends.
Yes.
And so I'm just, I don't expect anything anymore. And the fact that they were going to finally share a bed, I was like, well, nothing's going to happen there. And they were both on the edge. The bed. There was a huge gap.
At one point,
gap.
She was kind of leaning a little in the middle. I mean, the border was still there. And she made sure that invisible border was still up, but she wasn't about to fall off the edge of the bed, at least.
Yeah, it wasn't going to happen. I was hopeful. I was like, uh-oh, are we going to see a little something-something? But not at all.
Well, you know, a little something-something was definitely happening with these two. Chris and Nicole, man. You know, their road trip up. Well, first of all, Nicole packing her luggage. I know that irritated you.
I thought you were going to say irked. I thought that's your normal, that's your favorite word.
Yeah, this one I know irritated you.
Yeah. Hey, but you notice the suitcase was on the floor and not on the bed.
Right.
So I was like, she must well listen to the podcast. I didn't understand. I'm like, you're not going on a plane, so you don't have to worry about checking a bag. Just pack another bag.
Right.
Like, why try to stuff everything into one carry-on? This doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
And then you're trying to sit on it to push everything. It's just not worth it. Get another bag.
Exactly. Oh, just get the bigger one. You're there,
yeah,
the bigger one, right?
Get the bigger one. I just didn't understand. People have their ways that they pack. To me, that makes no sense. You're making it harder on yourself.
SSJ2 Negro says Nicole is nauseating, too damn emotional. And we saw that on the car ride up because... This is exactly what Chris was looking forward to. Resolving the residency issues while trapped in a car and forced to have a conversation that he did not want to have.
So I didn't know if they were going to tell us some backstory why she seemed so salty. Mm-hmm. The whole planning for the trip and even in the car. She just really wasn't in the mood. But when they're talking about their living situation, I agree it's an issue. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, look, we got nothing we can do about this weekend. I'm like, bullshit, you have an iPhone. You could easily like look at some places and then plan next week we're going to go see these four places that are going to take pets. But you got to have a plan. I just don't think he's all in, but I just don't understand his reservation of the residence deal. And I don't like the fact that his urgency index doesn't match hers because you need to find a place to live together if you want that to work.
That is the thing that irks me about that, right? Because like Nubian Mahogany says, Nicole is so extra. And even Dina says, Nicole thrives on misery. Yes, she does. However, in this case, she is not wrong. Because he's like, well, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Because he's not in a rush to get in there, right? And he's in a good space because he's got his two dogs right now. But like she said, we need to find a place that's going to allow us to take three dogs. What are we going to do? I'm not mad at her for this. I just thought it was kind of his lackadaisical attitude is really irking. There's that word back for you, Nicole. But what really got under her skin was them getting delayed. And, oh, well, we're going to be last. We're going to get the worst room. And that's when the misery kicked in, Dina, right then and there. I was like, here we go. Negative Nancy. Negative Nicole.
Any room you get out in a, you know, nice Airbnb in Gatlinburg in the mountains, all the rooms are good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're going to get the kids room with the bunk beds. Like, calm down. But I agree with you. I think she's 100% right for how she's feeling about this whole living situation. And you know me, I'm a planner. I have to, like, what are we doing when? Like, when remember when you came out here and went skydiving? I planned out every single day. We're doing this. Then we're going to do this. Then we're going to get some barbecue. Then we're going to go. But I have to have a plan for what we're doing. I just can't say, it'll all work out. We'll figure out a place to live.
And thank you for not having it on a spreadsheet, by the way.
Oh, you didn't get the email with the spreadsheet? With the?
I sure didn't.
Oh, my bad.
I must have accidentally deleted it.
check your junk folder. It could be in your spam.
Look, Nicole is irritating a lot of people. As Andrew says, Nicole irks my ass.
See?
Yeah, that's painful. That sounds painful. That sounds painful. Jesus. And Michelle says, Nicole wants to resolve all issues in one conversation. Yes, she does, which can be irritating. She also wants you to tell her that you love her on the first date. So as we saw happening with Christy on the entire time.
She's something else. Pineapples. That's what Chris should have said in the car. It was pineapples.
Exactly. He has yet to use that. He's yet to use it. Kitty says, bow again. You know what? Kind of, sort of, yeah. Kind of, sort of. But look, before we get to the couples retreat, because everybody's heading to the couples retreat, Maureen has a great point. Hey, you're here. Hit the like button. Thank you.
Yes.
We appreciate it. Do us a favor and hit that like button. We really do appreciate it. We get to the couples retreat, and we get to the gentleman's pageant. How excited were you for this?
Damn, Dallas, you just... You big mad about her. I'm sorry. What did you say? I got distracted laughing.
I see.
I want to slapbox Nicole.
the gentleman's pageant.
Okay. So the gentleman's pageant, I was curious to see what everybody was going to come up with. I thought it was a cool, fun, you know, idea, you know, to make the most out of it. So I thought it was good. I had an idea who I thought was going to win, but they didn't.
Mm. You know, what do you think of the wives coaching up their men prior to the pageant and how to walk? And, you know, Kirsten trying to tell Shaq how to walk and show that confidence and the same thing. I mean, Eris didn't really need any of that because he has his confidence anyway. But even Nicole, of course, you know, she was going to, you know, choreograph Chris's entire execution out there.
Well, I think the producers did a good job of setting that up. Hey, so you need to coach him up on how to walk in the pageant. Why don't you show him? Hey, get the camera. Go. And for all of them, because I don't think they would have naturally have done that. But it was, you would have thought the one that has the most pageant experience, her coaching was pretty much equal to everyone else's. I would have thought that she would have said something a little bit more.
Like what?
I don't know. Just figured after you have so many crowns, figured, look, you want to win this thing? Here's what you got to do.
Well, he already said that he was going to go ahead and you know, we're going to win it because we're winners in this house. One of the things that I know stood out on there was Clint's man bun. Adrian said, love Clint's man bun. As Gina finally got her hands in his hair, finally touched him and, you know, did his hair.
And then she washed her hands right afterwards.
Exactly.
There. Oh, good. Get this off.
So the guys come out. Eris comes out first. Kirsten not feeling Eris at all. She was just like, you could see it in her face. And then she's like, yeah.
Look, because he came out cocky as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, his outfit was cool. Mm-hmm. But I think what helped was just his whole attitude around it. Like, you couldn't tell him nothing.
Exactly. They get to, everybody comes out. Of course, everybody's dressed. And of course, Clint comes out with, like he was on, the set of Grease.
yeah, he put on this little Danny Zuko and was like, let's do this. I mean, I thought, but to me, that's typical Clint. Mm-hmm. Like what you saw to Clint. And that's why I like Clint. It's just his personality. He just seems like a cool dude to hang around. I was expecting Eris. I liked his outfit, but I was expecting a little bit more. I'm like, come on, frat. You should have owned this one.
Yeah.
But not the stripes. It didn't go well with the camera.
Yeah, it never works well. See, look, a lot of ladies in here loving Clint's look, and even Kitty says Kirsten loved Clint's look for sure, and a little too much. And Michelle says she loves seeing Chris's fun side with that awful hair. Yeah, because when he came out looking like somebody from an 80s rock band, it's kind
of
wild.
One of the hair bands. Yes. Yeah, it was. But then he put it on Shaq, and all of a sudden Shaq turned into Rick James.
Yes.
He looked up and was like, look at Rick James.
So they gave them pageant questions, right? You know, mm-hmm. What was the question? What's the, if you were a counselor, advice you would give, marriage advice you would give, if you were the president, you know, what would you do to help marriages and what would you do to stop divorce? What do you think of some of these answers? Because Eris said he would find out what you should do is to find out what turns your partner on. Something that he hasn't done.
Yeah, no, but Eris was talking to someone else. He wasn't talking to Chris. I mean, not to Jasmine. That's for the people that could be sliding his DMs. It's like, here's what I would do. I thought the answers were interesting.
What do you think of his answer that changing the legal age to
change the legal marriage to 30? I was like, I could understand, although there's so many successful relationships that got married in their late teens, early mid 20s. But
he act like he's just turning 30. This man's 39.
Yeah, yeah. And then I got to call out that what I call the damn liberal answer, give married couples money so they can do stuff. That was what Chris said. I'm like, yes. These liberals.
Hey, money for spouse day. Yes. You know, yeah. The Bernie Sanders approach.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're married? You get extra because you're married. No.
Okay. On the opposite side of that, Clint said penalty for divorce, right?
It already is. It's already penalties for divorce.
I think he was giving a message to Gina. Like, I get your apartment too, and Hank.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you lose your dog if you get divorced. Whoever started with the dog, the other partner gets the dog. That's Clint's way.
Okay, so here's one thing. While we're getting on here, I was watching a little bit of After Party. Gina told a story, because she was on there tonight. She said that in his sleep one day, she heard Clint just patting the bed, right? And he's like, come here, come here, come here, Hank. In his sleep. Told you, him and Hank, they're going to make it. him and Gina, not so much.
No, not at all. But I think Clint should still get the dog.
He should. Actually, this one, he should. He actually treats the dog way better than I think Gina does. Shaq's answers, though. Shaq had the horrible answer at first. You know, focus on yourself. Because if you can get yourself
focus on your own happiness.
You know. He said, forget your spouse. Focus on yourself.
The look on Kirsten's face, she was like, are you for real right now? And I get where he was trying to go, but it came out very bad. Mm-hmm. Here's best marriage advice I can give you. Focus on your own happiness. So, and then once you're happy, then maybe she can be happy. But you first.
It's you alone. And that's why I need my wife to come with me on every trip I go to, which goes right into the next thing, because it about the traditional roles, right? I think that was one of the other questions about, do you think traditional roles in a marriage? And he said he feels that traditional roles have switched, but yet he wants his wife to traipse after him everywhere he goes.
Yeah, because he wouldn't, I don't think he would work out well with a, powerful CEO, career-driven woman, because she's going to be busy.
Yeah.
You know, and I think with real estate, I think Kirsten has a lot of, I don't want to say free time, because I don't want to minimize the work that realtors do. But again, I don't think she's a realtor that's closing a whole bunch of deals if we look at her apartment. So she has a lot more apartment. Free time. No. I know that.
That was a model home.
Yeah, I know that. But I'm saying, I just don't think she's someone that's, closing, 5 or 10 houses a month. I just don't think she's doing that. So she has that free time. But I don't think he would do well with a woman that was as equally career driven as he is, because then who's going to be there to rub his head when he gets ready to go speak in front of groups and colleges and all that stuff and make him feel loved?
I want to point out that Kendra says Shaq gave his honest feelings. He really did. And those answers, they were horrible answers, but at least they probably were very honest. Kendra says Shaq is so fed up with Kirsten. And I want to point this out. Profound Thinking says, and this is obviously to you, says, our frat brother made us look kind of bad.
I don't know. I don't take it. He didn't make me look any kind of way. I felt great eating my pasta, just watching. I'm just like, got to talk about that. But I don't think I look bad at all.
We may share the same letters, however.
Yeah. Nope.
Now, Dallas Boston said this. Before we move on to the winners and whatnot, he said, I hated that Jasmine lotioned Eris's legs. But she finally got to touch him.
Yeah, and then he said, put the chain on daddy. When she's put the necklace on, I'm just listening to him. I'm like, I just can't believe it.
I want to point this out too. First of all, Profound Thinking says shade, Terrell, and Dallas Boss. I totally agree with you on this, Dallas Boss. Terrell is more biased than a Trump voter when it comes to Shaq. You are absolutely right. This man will ride or die.
Hey, that's on the shield, man. That's just how it is. I can't throw shade at that man. Just can't.
That's okay. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, if he was a Kappa, I would be talking so much shit about him. But as another Alpha brother, I'm like, I'm not going to do that to him.
Apparently. So they announced the winners, especially when they announced the third runner-up. Clinton was like, yeah, that's incredibly disappointing. What did you think of Eris winning this, though? Mr. Couples Retreat, who refused to kiss his wife after the victory.
He didn't even touch her. So, I mean, he good for him. You know, it really blew his head up because he already thinks, you know, that Jasmine thinks he's the finest thing ever. Mm-hmm. And all these women like him. And, you know, he can pull down orgies and all that stuff. So it just added fuel to the fact that he thinks he's awesome.
Exactly. You know, this is over. Well, they get past that. They go back to the rooms. Clint has a whole showdown with the light, trying to turn it off to the
instead of unplugging it, let me just screw the light bulb out instead of unplugging it. I'm like,
She's like, is that hot? Yeah, it's kind of hot. I think I smell skin burning. So the next, you brought this up earlier, but Shaq and Kirsten snoring, it was Shaq versus Kirsten snoring, right? It was like a versus battle. You had Clinton versus the light, then you had Shaq versus Kirsten snoring. And then we get to Eris, who, oh my God, this guy could not just get it right, can he? Forgets to meditate with Jasmine. He's like, but why don't you just wake up and do it with, I told you last night.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I forgot.
But I will say that Jasmine actually said, hey, mm-hmm. told him why she was upset about it. And then he was like, you know what? My bad. You're right. It slipped my mind. Let's go meditate.
Yeah.
So he meditated twice. Mm-hmm. So he had his 30-minute, you know, deuce and book, two meditations. So he's probably feeling really great. But I'm glad that he still did that because I think that meant a lot to Jasmine with that. Maybe that's the form of intimacy. Or at least could build to it. So I respect the fact that he went back and did it.
Yeah, you got to give him props for that. I'm going to give him a hard time for forgetting, but you know that's because he's accustomed to not even thinking about her. And he just didn't. Like SSJ2 Negro says, he should have smashed that night. He should have, but he didn't. He's not going to. Trust me, he's not going to. And I already know who you're talking about, Keedy. Talking about I can't stand Skeletor. We know exactly who you're talking about.
I don't.
Oh, she's talking about Eris.
Oh, Skeletor.
He looks like, you know, now that she said it, I can't unsee it. I really can't.
I'm going to have to look at him again. Just be like, let's see if I see that.
Just Google He-Man, Skeletor, you'll find it. You'll be like, oh, just Eris.
Put them side by side.
Yeah, you don't even have to. You'll see it immediately. And it's like Profound Thinking said, you remember what you want to remember. He didn't want to remember. He was like, I'm good with it. Blazing Saddles, love that name, by the way, just because that was one of my favorite movies. Every week, I cannot stand Eris more and more. A lot of people are saying that. A lot of people are really saying that. What'd you think, though, of Chris and his scavenger hunt for Nicole?
I thought it was really nice. I mean, that's really sweet, romantic thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't have any negative to say about that, but I think we all know that Nicole is so emotionally needy that you got to keep doing this stuff now. You know, it could be 10 years. She, remember, you used to leave me notes, pouty face. You know, she's going to do that. Yes. And she's going to need that reassurance and validation that he's still in and he loves her no matter what. So it's just draining. But I applaud him for even still attempting to do those things, because he knows that she needs to hear it. She needs to feel that.
The Bears show up. And of course, the Brawny man goes outside to greet them and, you know, get some hugs because he can't get any better.
Yeah, that's because it's white people. Because I'm sorry, I see a bear. I'm like, oh, it's outside? Great.
Great.
Let us stay outside.
Can we double lock this door, please?
Yeah, and Clint was like, oh, yeah. I've been hiking. This is why I don't like hiking, camp and all that stuff. I mean, I'll go hiking, but not where there's bears on trails. Mm-hmm. But so he's experienced that before. He's had bears sniff around the tent. And people I know that do that type of camping, you know, they have their bear spray. It's just no big deal. To me, I'm freaked out about it. But of course, he was going out there to go look around. I was like, wouldn't it be hilarious if Cocaine Bear just jumped out? Just went at him.
My question is for production, because the cameraman had to go out there with him. No. I know this is my assignment. I told y'all, give me the house body person. Y'all want to give me? No. No. Who else is going outside with him? Because it's not going to be me.
You know, they had to like Rochambeau it, all right. Damn it. Give me this camera.
Well, you know what it was. If his cameraman was a brother, you know that conversation. It was like that guy on the plane complaining about the baby. Am I getting paid extra to go out there with these mother effing?
No, if it was a brother, it'd be like old boy from The Wire. Shit.
Well, kudos to him on that, Matt. Look, before we get to, back to the couples and their dates, I just want to point out, because Dina definitely, the heiress hate never dies. This is, I'm mad at Jasmine for gushing over his nuts and cheeks ass. I cannot see these things as y'all say them, man. Now I see Skeletor with nuts in his cheeks. What are we doing?
Oh, goodness.
Y'all love bananas. All right, so we get to the dates, right? The date's the next day, and Shaq and Kirsten, they go tubing on ice in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And, you know, one of the things Shaq says is the fact that usually when they do these types of activities, and we saw this when they were on the honeymoon, that, you know, Kirsten is the one that's fearless, you know, because she's done these things and he really hasn't. But at this moment, she has some fear in her heart. I'm sorry, I'm going to keep bringing up the way that, I mean, I want to point this out. This man should not get a doctorate, okay? Not with the way he massacres the English language and the tenses of the English language. Look, if my daughter goes to a college and this man is the dean of anything in that school, I want my money back immediately. I'm just going to... I had a doctor once, right? Okay, let me stop. Is anybody in Charleston right now is like, I know who you're talking about. Let me stop. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Let me stop.
That's hilarious. I thought their little date excursion looked fun. Mm-hmm. You know, going down a tube like that, I thought it was fun. It made me want to do it. Hell, just looking at Gatlinburg, I was like, you know, maybe.
Well, you can go to Valley Forge, too.
I don't know if there's an east side of Gatlinburg. Is there an MLK Street in Gatlinburg?
I'm sure there isn't.
Is there an MLK Street
anywhere in Tennessee? I'm sure there probably isn't.
Well, you got the Civil Rights Museum in Memphis.
Yes.
So there's that. But I thought they had a great date, so I thought it was good. And then the conversation afterwards where, and I wonder how production does this. It's like, okay, y'all had fun. Okay, serious time. Kirsten, ask him this. So
tell her how much you hate your communication. Yeah. Go ahead, right now.
Yeah. So, you know, she's saying that she doesn't know how she's going to feel on decision day. And the way she was talking about it, to me, that was the precursor for her saying no on decision day.
Right.
It's just kind of letting him know, hey, FYI.
Yeah, you know what? And that's exactly what it is. You're right. Because she's saying she feels defeated. And when she used that word, I was like, ooh, hope he's taking notes of that. Because I want to point out, High Vibe says Memphis. Yes, because Memphis is what? Almost like 50% black, if not even more. Memphis is so black, it still got Jerry curls. Am I lying? Okay.
No, it was like Hot Tub Time Machine when I moved there, what, 2000, when I moved to Memphis, 2005?
Jerry curls and gold teeth.
And
still,
I'm like, yes. Y'all still rocking Wave Nouveaus? That was the 90s. Why are y'all still doing this? Are those matching jumpsuits? Is that what y'all doing? Yeah, Memphis was that was an interesting year of my life.
And I want to just point out, because I know you like to give me a hard time, I'm not the only one about the grammar, because K Kevin 1550 says, I'm with you, Yanni, regarding his grammar, right? And JD says, Yanni, I totally agree. He says some stuff that has me saying, what did he just say? This educated man. I just want to point that out. That's, look, if he was the janitor at the school, I'm fine. This man has a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, is working on his doctorate. So he'll have 3 degrees. I just want to speak his language, that's all. I'm sorry. Okay. Fun date number two, though. I thought this was even more fun than Shaq and Kirsten's date, was Clint and Gina's date.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was great for them because, you know, it starts out, they're right there together. And as the ride starts, they separate. And they're individually on this ride on their own. I'm like, this is perfect for these two.
This is him wanting to get away. He's trying to separate himself from Gina purposefully. He's like leaning in, trying to pick up some more speed.
Can this thing go any faster? No, I don't need the brakes.
Yeah, I liked that. Whatever they're on, that looked fun. Mm-hmm. I would definitely want to do that if I went out to Gatlinburg. And then they go have some nice moonshine cocktails, mm-hmm. and then start having a conversation. Then Clint hit her with the angulation. And she was like,
undulation.
Ungulation. That's what it said, no. Right?
Undulation.
I thought he said angulation, because I even looked it up.
No, he said undulation, which is, yeah. But she had no idea what
that word, too, that talks about change and all that. But I mean, so I was like, I learned a word today. Appreciate that, Clint.
No, it's funny, because she didn't know. I know exactly what he was talking about when he said it. She's like, wait, what? But you said this in the very beginning about them. Here's the interesting thing. You said this episode one about Clint and Gina. You were like, yeah, about these two. Here's what I'm noticing. You called this out from the very beginning. It took all the way to this. It's really just surface. And the fact that he's just, because he's just talking. He doesn't even think twice about it. And he didn't do it to belittle her in any kind of way. He just did it. And as he says undulation, all of a sudden she's like, wait, okay, hold up. And I like the fact that she stopped him, though. I didn't understand what that was. What's that?
Yeah. No, I like it, too, because I mean, I don't have the best vocabulary. I've been around a lot of people who vocabulary is way stronger than mine. But when I hear words I don't know, I'm like, okay, let me look this up, write this down, and let me try to use this in a sentence this week somewhere just so I can get it into my system. So
right.
I heard that. I made note.
Yeah. No, indeed. Now, of course, the next date. Again, you know what? I will say this. Gatlinburg had some fun dates. I've never in my life wanted to go to Gatlinburg. Probably still not going to go, but it looked like fun. And Eris and Jasmine had a fun date too, right? When they were in the trampoline park. I mean, you know, they did some flips. They did the wall climbing first, then they did some flips, and they obviously used a little bit more energy than they expected to. But hey, when you're no longer between the ages of 5 and 15, getting on those trampolines, yeah.
That made my knees hurt just watching. I'm like, I can't do that. Are you flipping too? Nope. Yeah. Call into work the next day. I thought they had a, I thought it was, what I liked about that date was that was something in Jasmine's element. mm-hmm. you know, as a cheerleader. And I'm sure she's done a whole lot of different floor exercising and probably did some training on those types of equipment. I thought it was great that they did a date that really fit her more yeah. so than fitting him. Mm-hmm. So I thought all that was great until they stopped and started talking to each other.
Why? Because Jasmine did say that she can see a difference in his effort. You know, she's like, well, you know, well, if I remember correctly, I think he asked. So she kind of like just, well, yes, I can see a difference in your effort. And, you know, it's good to see. And then as Eris is talking, he still refuses to look at this woman.
The note that I made is, yeah, she's seen your effort. She wants to be touched. Touch her. Hold her hand. Put your arm around her waist when y'all are walking something. To go jump on. So, touch her. She wants some type of physical connection out of him. But, and I think I said this also on previous episodes, is that Eris's issue is he likes more of a challenge. And mm-hmm. the fact that Jasmine is not, that's right. why he's not all that interested. This is my opinion, that he's not all that interested. But when she starts to speak up, then he sees some things that he likes. But he wants a woman that can check him. And Jasmine doesn't seem to be that type of person.
Yeah. You see where the concentration was during their date. SSJ2Negro says, Jasmine got a little booty. Right? And then T-Money Baby says, Eris wants a thick girl, but her little booty was jiggling. I see you, Jasmine. Well, Eris didn't see anything. That's a problem. Because Eris still kept his distance. He only glanced at this woman as he's talking to her. He refuses to talk to her.
He does. I mean, and looking at Jasmine, I mean, Jasmine's fine. Her body's banging. But I think she really wants and is craving more physical touch from him. And he's just not giving it at all.
You know, so Gamora Zen has a great question. She says, do y'all think Jasmine should initiate physical touch with Eris?
Yeah.
Do you think it will work?
I don't know, but I mean, it would catch him off guard if he comes home from work and she's like, hey, Eris, what that mouth do? And then she opens up her, you know.
I don't think that's what she meant by
it. I'm just saying that would totally kick it up for notch for Eris. Eris would be like, what? Excuse me?
Yeah, what's for dinner? Me.
Yeah, me. You eat all of it.
It's sitting on a dinner table on a plate.
This is some farm-raised grass-fed. It's pure organic and super healthy. I know you like that healthy stuff. There's no bacon. There's no pork on this. Come get it.
Well, you know, Mimi has a good point. I was like, no, she'll get a little feelings hurt even more. She's got a point.
She's gonna be, oh, hey, babe, you know, I had a long day at work. And I'm just going to go meditate and go to bed if you don't mind. But if you can close that would be good.
Robin says, Terrell, you went from 0 to 100 with it real quick, yeah, indefinitely. And High Vibe has a great point. His rejection will destroy her.
Probably would. Mm. But at least then you know. Okay, you threw yourself at him, literally.
She's already throwing herself at him. We're begging her.
But that's when you go to the producer and say, you know what? I'm out. Bring me my robe. I'm out.
Now, help me pack my stuff. I was watching, who was it? Queen E, right? And she was explaining the contract. Cause she also tried it for like Big Brother Canada at one point in time. And she explained the difference in the contracts and the stipends that all these people get, right? And the $50,000 is not what they get. That's their penalty for leaving before being dismissed.
Mm.
So that's why you see these people sticking it out this long, because I'm not going to pay you $50,000. Even though you're only paying me about, what is it, 8,000, I think they said, for some of these shows. But yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, that's why they stick around as long. So she's not going to, you know, just disappear in that place. The guys get together to cook dinner, though. Did Shaq really say when they asked about sex, right? Because Clint brings up sex. It's like, all right, since I'm not getting any, how's everybody doing with sex? And as they ask Shaq, and Shaq's like, yeah, well, you know, Kirsten and I, we really, we don't want to talk about it. Excuse me? Because last week, You damn near stood up on the table, announced to the table, took dap from all the fellas, did a lap around the building, a couple backflips, just to announce that you finally got some.
That's a good point. I didn't think about last week because my note was like, good, Shaq, don't talk about it. Yeah, I don't like when these guys are doing that on the show. Like, don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. But I forgot he did totally announce that last week. So
he did. Proudly.
Maybe Kirsten gave him a little talking to, gave him that church mom pinch under the table. So he's like, yeah, I better not do that again.
So here's what everybody's noticing, and I was picking up on this too, because you know, Mimi's saying Shaq is confusing me. Did it just get it in once? It sounds like that. And just like you said, Sophia says as well, Kirsten checked him for that. So that's probably why he's like, yeah, well, you know, we're not going to talk about it anymore. And we're taking our time. Because she was like, yeah, you ain't getting this no more. You don't want to buy me the house? You're not getting this no more. What?
I don't know how many times they did it. It could have been once, could have been 100. Doesn't matter.
Well, there's a lot of speculation going on in the live chat. Hold up, because I just want to go through some of these. And to your other frat, just want to say, I'm not the one saying these. I'm just reading them. Gamora says, Shaq must be whack. Kirsten hadn't changed at all. Kitty's saying, he hit it once. It was only 7.5, so she's not that into him. Nubia Mahogany says, 2 seconds. So, you know, at least it's more than one. Then Karen says, only once. That's what everybody's saying. It's only one time. He probably only got it once, and then she was like, you know what? That was a mistake. I know I should have kept this to myself.
Well, what if like last season, what if her pH is off? And maybe that's... That's your thought only.
You're the only person who has said that about Kirsten. And that's because you have something against her.
I'm just saying options. I'm just saying, what if it could be that? Who knows?
So Robin's actually going the other way. She says, Kirsten actually seems a little sprung. Her attitude towards him changed. He now seems disinterested. Yes, because he's been chasing her for 6 weeks. And now that she's finally turned around, yeah, of course he's going to be like, nah, I'm good.
And that could be it, too. I mean, ever since the wedding, she didn't want to kiss him and all that. Then finally forehead kiss maybe a week or so later. Maybe after a while, he could have lost interest, but I think they both have some opportunities when it comes to that. And I don't think they're having this awesome sexual relationship. At least I just don't think so. They could be, though, but I don't think they are.
I'll let you read this one from High Vibe. No, aloud. Go ahead, read it. Talk about your brother.
What? She said the only P that is off is Shaq's.
Yes. Because you talk about the pH balance. Nope.
Hey, and maybe he stinks too. You know, not every guy is always detailed clean down there. So
Dina has a great great one on this one too. Maybe the producers gave them a bonus to say they consummated a relationship. Mm. We'll give you an extra $500 if you let him say he hit it.
Oh, so they pimped Kirsten out. We'll just say, look at here, little mama. I'm going to hit you with $1, $2, $3, $4, $500. Now, here's what we're going to do with this storyline.
Oh, now, Eris is saying that he was waiting for that spark and that aha moment for it to work. We know that's whatever it is. We know that's not going to happen. But here's the part that really gets it. Shaq saying he is yet to meet Kirsten's family. That's mm-hmm. still a red flag, right?
It is. This is why I think Kirsten does not want to be with Shaq because mm-hmm. she didn't show him where she really lived. We know she doesn't live there.
Yes, exactly. That ain't her house.
No, didn't show where she really lived. You're not going to meet this dad that I'm holding you up to the standard mm-hmm. to, but I won't let you meet him. You saw my family at the wedding. One and done. You can't mm-hmm. see them anymore. So to me, all the signs on her end is she's out.
Yeah, exactly. And that's so even though I see some people here say, oh, yeah, well, she's sprung and all this other stuff. Or even like Lucy B says, you know, you all know why Shaq is not excited after sex with her. Yeah, but he still wants to meet the family and all this other stuff. And she's like, nah. Like you said.
Yeah, but that's not what Lucy B meant. That's not what Lucy B meant. I know what you meant.
I'm trying to be nice.
I know what she meant. Well played. Well played.
I'm sorry, I just had to get that one. I just figured I'd let you say it.
All right, yeah. So, yeah.
Speaking of cursing, though, she says that she's still middle of the road, which again, remember, she felt defeated. She's middle of the road. No, you're not middle of the road. We know which side of the road you're on. You're on the deuces. We out of here. And Gina says she enjoys Clint as a person. this is just like the most. Is anybody going to be married after this season? Seriously.
Well, we know some of them that aren't. I think it's only going to be one couple after all of this. But, you know, I think Shaq is picking up on the fact that Kirsten's checking out.
Yes.
And I think for Jasmine feels they're in a better space than she was the last time they had the little girls hang and she got all emotional. But really, they're still in the same space.
They are, but then they had the dinner and the dinner conversations, and Eris got up on his soapbox and complimented her and talked about, you know, how far she's come and how proud of her he is, that she's speaking her mind. And she got a little teary-eyed. Was that a good moment?
Well, I think it was a good moment for Eris to recognize how much of an ass he's been because it's not her fault that he's not attracted to her. So don't treat her like crap, like he's been doing most of the show. And so I think he's recognizing that, hey, I know I don't like you, and I'm still not going to. Let me just say that. It doesn't change. All this nice stuff I'm saying about you, still don't touch me, because I'm not staying tonight. I got someplace to be.
I got work to go to.
Work. but I thought it was nice to publicly be able to do that, not only in front of the group, but also on live TV, because I think she needed to hear that, because she's been through hell dealing with this dude.
Now, Profound Thinking has a great point. Eris talked about everything she should do, because that's all he talked about. But the things that it's a mixed bag in that, because I felt conflicted when he was doing it. Mm-hmm. Almost felt like he was. She took it as him uplifting her. I took it another way, though. And I was, so when her reaction, I was like, wait, really? Okay, maybe I need to go back and listen to this again. I didn't, but because I just didn't want to hear him, you know, go through that all over again. But I didn't really feel like he was really taking any accountability in that space or really even celebrating her. It was almost like, you took two steps, great. You know, but still not taking accountability for what his part in making her feel this bad and making her not want to open up.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't quite apologize. But one thing he said is that he recognizes her patience, all the things that she's been through, because people could have easily snapped and went off on him. So he knows he's treating her badly. Did he come out and say, hey, I am sorry for all this?
Which is what I needed to hear.
Yeah, but was he going to say, I am sorry, I'm not attracted to you. I have tried. I've prayed, I've meditated, and I'm still not attracted to you. But you've put up with my shit.
I'm sorry for the way I treated
you. For so long. Exactly. And so he didn't do any of that. Yeah, and I'm still going to treat you like that. And we're not going to follow each other on social media when all this is over. Let's just go ahead and get that out the way. But I mean, at least it was something positive out of Eris for all the dumb stuff that he normally says and the way a lot of us feel about him. I thought it was a positive thing, and I think that Jasmine deserved to hear it.
Okay. T-Money, all right. Okay. You're right. To be fair, the question was, what can your spouse do to make you say yes on decision day? And for him, it would be get the hell away from me and get me somebody I'm attracted to. That's what his answer should have been, damn it. That's what his answer should have been. That's the only answer he has. Are you kidding me? What do you mean to be fair?
Introduce me to some of your friends. Introduce me to some of your friends. That's so we can get through decision day.
You got any big booty friends? Let me meet them. That's what he wanted to say. Well, Kirsten says she needs better communication. You know, she's had a theme this entire episode. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Chris and Nicole let everybody know that they've already used the L word, so they're in a good space. And what do they need to say? Yes, just more of the L word, right?
I don't get the whole, you know, I need more communication or communication problem. I don't see a communication problem. I just think that, you know, Shaq don't speak so good. Kirsten is like talking to someone that's still young and in college. Like, I don't look at her like a mature adult yet. So I don't think they have a communication problem, but the way she says it all the time, I think is a little bit annoying, that she needs more grace from Shaq. I'm like, y'all got 8 days left. There's no time for grace.
No, at all. None. Gina announces, and I always feel a way when they ask her about the and Clint about the relationship, because Clint has a good diplomatic answer, and Gina goes, don't be fooled. We're still in the friend zone. This is where we live in, and this is where we're going to be. We're comfortable in this. We've tried everything. We've tried everything possible except touch each other. Apart from trying to really, you know, move things forward, we've tried everything.
Yeah, exactly. Which is fair, because if you're not feeling somebody, you're not attracted to them, if they touch you, it's going to make it worse. It's like, you know, that attractive coworker at the office, they come up and rub on your shoulder. Hey, Yanni, how you doing today? You been? Oh, hey, girl, how you doing? But let that ugly coworker that you can't stand try to touch you, you're going straight to HR. Like, exactly. This is a place of work. I am a married man. So I don't think there's any touch they could do that is going to, that's going to help them in at that all. Situation. So, you know, she did even say that, I didn't sign up to be married to a friend. And I'm thinking, well, you play a role in this too. Because I think Clint has been trying.
Clint has definitely been trying. He was willing to do stuff. Yes.
I mean, he got beat up on the honeymoon over the Thickums comment. Mm-hmm. But he has really been trying. She doesn't want any part of it. So there's nothing they can do. There's no tools the experts can give them. Even with liquor, it's not working.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though. High Vibe may have the solution. That could have possibly worked. So Clint should have tapped Gina's butt during the night and said Hank's name. Hank. And then she kind of scooted over to him.
Hey, but High Vibe also said if she were to do that, it would make it worser.
Shack tits. Worser.
Yeah, it'd make it worser if you do that.
Oh, y'all on one tonight. which is funny, because Dallas Boss says, to profound thinking, you, Yanni, and Terrell on that brown tonight. I'm not on the brown. I'm on water, actually.
I've been on water. I came straight from work. I walked into the house just as the show started and had enough time to eat some pasta, make my notes, came right upstairs, and got on. Now, after this, yes. Because I need my meds after today.
Well, just like Eris apparently needed his space, because he said he had to do something for work, right? EBB says, I don't believe Eris has a meeting. That was my thing. He has to go see his real wife.
For work.
Yeah, exactly. Someone to do some work. Because, you know, even like that Joker didn't have to go to work. Notice he said a work event, right? And Blazing Saddle said, Eris left to go back to the streets.
I mean, the way he was packing up and leaving was like, you know, you have a one night stand and you're like, all right, well, that was fun, huh? Good dinner. So I got to go. And then so she's like, what I was thinking was maybe after that whole dinner, maybe before I knew he was going to leave, I thought maybe this could be something that's going to help with that intimacy. Mm-hmm. And I think Jasmine did too. And I was like, okay, well, maybe he has to go to work. Let's just take it for face value.
Okay.
Is he going to kiss her goodbye?
Of course not.
Is he going to kiss her goodbye? It was my whole thing. And it was the way he left. It was like, you know, you're leaving a coworker. Hey, all right. Great happy hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See you later.
It was so bad. But at least he gave us some advice, though. You know, lock the door, lock the patio door, and make sure you keep the bear spray near you. And Michelle says, that hug, because she didn't get a hug. The hug was the hug you give the aunt you don't like. That's so funny.
Yeah, and I still thought when she was outside in the dark, I'm like, Cocaine Bear is going to be coming for you.
Yeah. She stood out there.
You might
want to
get back in the house. I had to be like, at the porch. All right, then. I'm going to go inside. There's bears out here.
And if this bear catch your ass,
yeah,
I'll call production for you. Last thing, the 80s party. Any thoughts on it? Because, I mean, we could have actually just skipped that part, to be quite honest.
No, I mean, I think it was great for them to all have fun. I definitely could have went without the Nicole. Like, normally on my birthday, it's when I cry and I think about all the things that didn't happen. Yes. I mean, she's such a negative Nancy. I'm like, yeah. Jesus, think about you made it another year. Mm-hmm. What about all the good things that happened? And focus on that instead of all the crying. I'm like, man, Chris, you got to be in for a long one with her.
Yeah, indeed. But, you know, trauma bonding, they do it. They're doing that and they do it very well. So hopefully it works out for them, man. I'm actually rooting for them. I think, you know, he's the one person that's there that's going to do the things for her that she needs to move forward. So, you know, maybe they really do have that chance. Lucy B has a great question. She says, why did they keep taking shots in those big old empty looking whiskey glasses? Because it's big glasses and shot of, it was, they were doing vodka, it looked like, right?
Or it could have been moonshine.
Well, it could have been moonshine.
Yeah, but I just don't think they probably had shot glasses. Now, could production have brought shot glasses? Sure. But I've taken shots out of those highball glasses before.
Now, as we ask about this 80s party, a couple of things that pop up here. Profound thing is that they have no idea about the 80s, only Clint. Lucy B says Shaq doesn't know his decades. To which Keedy says, yes, Afro with the scarf, the decade before Shaq.
Yeah, I was like, that's 70s. That is 70s. But I don't know much about the 80s because I'm a 90s baby. I'm like, you shut the hell up. I don't know about the 80s because I'm a 90s baby. I'm like, that's the dumbest shit I've heard. So you must not have YouTube in Nashville. You can look and see what the 80s was like to get an idea.
Exactly.
You went straight 70s.
Yeah. Yeah. Clint came in like Guns N' Roses.
he came in hairband style. We all liked rock music in the 80s because it was just amazing for everybody. He did it right. And I would say Gina. Mm-hmm. Gina had the 80s look, the Valley Girl look.
Mm-hmm. What was this? Oh, Michelle says, Nicole in that Rocco's Modern Life shirt was 90s, not 80s. Yeah, that looked like something from Saved by the Bell, didn't it?
It did. I'm so excited.
Oh, man. Another interesting, at least, we got to see some interesting things in this episode, especially the fact that Gatlinburg has some fun things to do. You're probably going to look it up. I'm probably not. I'm going to pass.
Okay. I wasn't going to invite you. Like, I don't know why you thought we were going to Gatlinburg. I don't think I said that. Roll tape. Tell me where I said we. I know you speak French, but I don't. We are not going to Gatlinburg.
We is not going. Let me speak in Shaq language for you. We is not going. Hey, shout out to everybody who joined the live stream, man. If you've made it this far, please do us a favor. Click the like button. And if you're watching after the stream, join the convo in the comment section. If you're not subscribed, please hit the subscribe button and the bell for notifications to find out when we're back. Friday, we wrap up. Terrell's going to be so excited Friday. He's probably going to have a bottle of brown as we do Ready to Love because it's the reunion special part two.
Yeah, I can't wait to be done with Ready to Love. So, and this show, I'm really ready for them to just get decision day already. Like, I wish I could just fast forward and let's just, you know, kiss the baby, put it to bed, and let's move on. Because this season is just dragging out.
Lucy B said, we be not going. We is not going. Oh, man. I love you guys, man. Y'all are amazing. Hey, I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yachty Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet, and we'll talk about it on our show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
With now water.
Now the brown.